proclamation number 8422 dated the February 25th, 1963. Jesus is God. Most profound wisdom can be revealed to you once you are receptive to it, and then you will also be able to penetrate knowledge which can only be understood in its complete profundity by an awakened spirit. Yet, if you desire an explanation where you are still not clear in your thinking, I will always help you to understand if you desire the truth. Then I will speak to you such that you can understand me. I will address my children with the voice of the Father according to their degree of comprehension. My nature is indeed inscrutable, and even if you steadily keep perfecting yourselves, it will nevertheless remain unfathomable to you for all eternity. Nevertheless, you should strive for highest perfection and thereby finally find union with me. You should completely enter my nature. You should, as once emanated sparks of light, merge again with the eternal fire of my love and still remain self-aware beings. You will never be able to grasp this as long as you live as a human being on earth, because your thinking will remain limited during this time. But the said process of fusing with me can only be explained by the fact that everything of a perfect nature knows no limitation, that the union with me definitely signifies your complete permeation with my strength of love, but I myself will eternally remain out of reach for you. I am, therefore, closed to you, and yet you will never be able to reach me. For you must not imagine me as a limited entity, since I am not bound to time and space. You will never lose your self-awareness again, regardless of how intimately you are united with me, because you will be totally permeated by me with my strength. Yet in infinity you will act as self-aware beings, and precisely that is your bliss. Then you will have attained your deification, the goal I set for myself when I created you. You will have become my images. You will consist of the same fundamental substance as I myself, and you will be able to create and work in brightest illumination of wisdom, in possession of unlimited strength and with complete freedom of will, and let new life arise from within yourselves. Having become as perfect as your Father in heaven is, you are miniatures of me. Just as soul is also subject to the same law when it, as a being emanated by me, had to undertake its test of will and passed it, thus it remained with me when the host of originally created spirits fell away from me. This being was so devoted to me in love that it voluntarily offered itself for the mission on earth to suffer for its fallen brothers and to die as a human being in order to redeem the latter and bring my children back to me. Jesus accomplished this unique act, which no person has ever achieved before and will never be able to achieve afterwards either, to completely unite with me on earth already, to manage the complete spiritualization of soul and body so that the whole being could be totally permeated, which was distinctly demonstrated by his ascension. I was able to manifest myself in him, that is, I myself, the eternal deity, the all-pervading and penetrating strength, could never be personified. However, I was able to completely permeate a form, and nothing human remained in this form. Even the external shell had become spirit of my spirit. The soul completely merged with me and, in the true sense of the word, just as became God. His will, his thoughts, his actions were my will, my thoughts and my actions. Two beings could no longer be spoken of. It was an absolute union with me. Jesus was, is and will remain for all my created beings the visible God. The self-aware Jesus' soul returned to its original state of being, for it was the same emanated strength of love which merely united itself with the elementary power and thus completely merged with it, so that one can only speak of the elementary power of God Himself, the all-pervading Spirit, whom Jesus is spoken of. His Jesus soul did not return as a perfect spirit from earth. Instead, it completely handed itself over to the eternal deity while it was still on earth. It abandoned itself for the sake of the greatest mystery, the human manifestation of God, and is becoming visible for all beings which once had emerged from Him. God and Jesus are one and the same. Jesus is not a second self-aware being, but through His life on earth He attained the highest and final goal, complete fusion with Me, so that only My will and My thinking govern the being which controls and governs the spiritual kingdom as a visible God. However, you humans will only be able to understand that when no limited concept exists for you anymore. And even then My nature will be, and remain, inscrutable. Nevertheless, you will be permitted to behold your God and Creator, the most perfect being in infinity, face to face, and then you will know that apart from Him, who became visible to you in Jesus, no other God exists. And you will come aglow with burning love and forever strive towards Him, and He will return your love and make you abundantly happy. For My love knows no limitation, nor will your beatitude be limited, instead it will last forever. Amen.